From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barrat.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the ninth divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Messenger of Allah. And His Eminence Imam al-Jawad was also the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. We find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam economized when it came to spending upon himself. He lived a rather ascetic, simple lifestyle. But His Eminence Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam spent a great abundant amount of wealth on the poor and the needy people amongst the Muslims. And it is precisely because of this unequaled and unparalleled generosity that Imam al-Jawad has been called and titled Al-Jawad, the Generous. This surname was the most particular and famous surname of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, to the extent that he was well known and famous for it amongst the people.
Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam stated, "Exposing something before it has become consolidated will ruin it."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are here together talking about the beautiful dialogues of the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad al-Jawad alayhi salam. Now, of course, as we have said in previous programs, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam is the son of the eighth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. Now, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, of course, being known as the son of Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam, he was well known amongst the Shias. And so we find that he was one of the Imams who was quite young when they attained and received the status, or they were divinely appointed as the Imam of humanity. Now, of course, because of the young age of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, we find that there were many conversations that took place. There were many academic and religious scientific questions posed to the Imam in order to try to test him and prove that he truly is the Imam. Now, of course, this occurred because people saw his young age and they kind of thought that perhaps imamat is a position and a divine appointment that occurs after a certain age. And so within these conversations, we find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam has these beautiful statements that come forth. So in one such instance, a companion asks him about the concept and the idea of trusting in Allah. And so Imam al-Jawad says to him that the trust in Allah is like a fort which no one takes refuge in except the believers. And the reliance on Allah is a protection from every evil and a refuge from every enemy. So dear friends, here we see that in this conversation, Imam al-Jawad replies and says that this trust and having trust in the Almighty Allah is a fort. But it is a fort in which only those who are believers, they are mu'mineen, can enter into this fort and take refuge into it. Now, of course, you know, anybody can have the trust of Allah and anybody can have trust in Allah. But truly, the pure form of the trust in Allah is one in which the believers start to attain. And of course, the trust in Allah also has various levels. It has stages. The higher stages are reserved for believers, for true mu'mineen, for the muttaqeen, the pious, and for the awliya of Allah, the saints or the near ones of Allah. And of course, as you keep on going higher in the stages of the trust in Allah, then we reach the levels of, for example, the imams and the divinely appointed prophets as well. But the second statement, which is really interesting, from Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, is where he says that the reliance on Allah is a protection from every evil and a refuge from every enemy. And of course, when we begin to rely upon a power such as the Almighty Allah, who has power over everything, who has command over everything, who is the creation of everything that is in existence, He is the supreme and the almighty and the all-powerful, the all-seeing, the all-hearing, the all-wise, the all-knowing. You know, then, you know, we start to realize that if we rely on the Almighty Allah, who has these attributes that are a part of Allah's essence, then it is that same Allah who will protect us from every kind of evil and will give us refuge and safe haven from every kind of enemy. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Jawad, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ayub Rashid.
Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When we examine the life of Imam number one, we come to know that his father, Imam Ali bin Musa Ridha, salamullahi alayhi, spent the difficult life when he was kept far away from his son, Imam al-Jawad. To take Imam al-Ridha to that area which today we know as Mashhad, for a father to leave his young son alone in Medina, it was a difficult. But yes, a test was decided to happen, and it happened. Now, when Imam al-Jawad received the news that his father, Imam al-Ridha, has passed away, at that time he was 8 years of age. Today, when you look at a young man of 8, you cannot give many responsibilities to him. But when we come back again to Alamul Amr, Allah has decreed that this will happen, and he will become the imam. And it was a difficult moment for people who used to follow Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. When they looked at the young imam after him, you could see that in a normal circumstances as human beings, when you are told that this is your leader, when you look at your leader, there are many qualities you want to know from your leader. One of the qualities is that maturity is important. He can fit to be the leader. It is whether he can fulfill the duties of a leadership or not. Thank you.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, Fi Amanillah, and God bless you all.